So far, everybody except the grown-ups thought it was pretty funny. But then the next night, one of our guys, Warren Gartner, put his sister Elaine's bra on their Mary. That was a bad idea, because it turns out that Mary is a really big deal for the Catholics. The next day at school, Tommy Mulroney started shoving Warren in the cafeteria, and pretty soon everybody was shoving everybody, and there was this big fight between the Catholics and the Episcopalians, and also some Methodist kids who got involved. Guys were knocking each other down and throwing food, and Miss Forrester, who's a science teacher and like 357 years old, got macaroni and cheese in her hair and went home early. So the next day we had to go to this assembly where we got a lecture from Mr. Muller, the principal, who we call Mouse Muller because that's what he reminds everybody of, and Reverend Morrow, who's the priest at St. John's, and Father DiNardi, who's the priest at St. Margaret's, about how you should respect other people's religious beliefs. But it really wasn't about not respecting anybody's religion. It was really just kids hacking around. There wouldn't even have been a fight except that Warren Gartner had the idea about his sister's bra. She was so embarrassed she didn't come to school for like 3 days. Pretty much all the girls in my class wear bras now. Kevin Smith, who sits at the back of my homeroom, keeps a list of who does and who doesn't. He started the list 2 years ago when the first girl in our class got one. That was Donna the Chest West. She looks like she's at least 18 or 19. She goes out with Joey Fragoni, who is like 30 because he got held back in school so many times. He smokes Lucky Strikes and is the only kid in Asquant history that I know of who drove to junior high school. So after Donna came to school in a bra, Kevin started this list. When a girl came in with a bra for the first time, Kevin would go, "Janie Martin, you are on the list!" And the boys would all cheer. The girls hated this a lot, so of course Kevin kept doing it. Last year, maybe half the girls were on the list, but almost all the rest of them got on at the beginning of this year. It was like they all went away to summer bosom camp. When they came back, most of them looked a lot older and taller than a lot of the boys. Me, for example. My mom says this is normal. "It all evens out in the end," she says. Which is easy for her to say, because she's old and married, so it doesn't matter what she looks like. Meanwhile, I'm walking around like some kind of dwarf in this bosom forest. I don't want it to all even out in the end. I want it to even out now. Because a lot of the girls in my class, now that they have bosoms and everything, are more interested in older boys, or at least cuter boys, which does not include me. Some of the girls hardly even talk to the boys in their own class anymore. They call us children if we're like making fart noises, which they used to think was funny. One reason I like Judy Flanders, besides that she's kind of pretty and not too tall, is that she's nice and she still talks to everybody, including me. She sits next to me in science, and sometimes I can make her laugh. Like one time, Miss Forrester was doing a science demonstration that was pretty stupid, involving freezing some water and then melting it again, and when she was finally done and the classroom was quiet, I said, "So what you're saying, Miss Forrester, is that ice is actually frozen water." Everybody cracked up except Miss Forrester. Her face got real red, and she told me to go see Mr. Kinsella, who's the assistant principal. He gave me the same lecture he always gives me, about how I should stop wasting my brain being a clown, and then he thunked me on the head with the hand where he wears his Iona College class ring, which weighs like 67 pounds. I think Mr. Kinsella kind of likes me, but he has to do his job. Anyway, later that day I passed Judy Flanders in the hall, and she said it was pretty funny what I said to Miss Forrester. I tried to think of something funny to say right then, but all I did was smile like a moron and make a sound like erg. Later on, I thought of a whole bunch of funny things I could have said, but Judy Flanders didn't hear any of them. All she heard was, "Erg." I think about Judy Flanders a lot, in case you didn't figure that out yet. Sometimes when I'm walking to school, I imagine these conversations we could have, where I'd make her laugh. One time I went on an actual date with her, to the movies. I didn't ask her myself, though. What I did was, I told Phil Spencer that I wanted to go to the movies with Judy. Phil is my friend who really likes girls and is not afraid to talk to them. It's almost like a superpower he has, like X-ray vision. He's sort of going steady with Sandy Shemek, who's a friend of Judy's. So Phil told Sandy that I wanted to know if Judy wanted to go to the movies with me. And Sandy told Judy. And Judy told Sandy yes. And Sandy told Phil, who told me. I talked to Judy directly to figure out what